But when I attended a great Pentecostal convention, there was hardly a semblance of worship in the place. Oh, it was better than other churches, true. There were many signs of God's presence, but it never satisfied the deepest longing of my soul. Out in the hall, this interested me, there was a vendor of newspapers. And you would see the men and the women, the preachers and the preacheresses, come into the hall and into the meeting with a newspaper. And the newspaper boy put up a sign. He said, "Business is good. God bless you." I don't know what the angel, the recording angel, would have said. Business is good. I longed so for Pentecostal power, and the only place where my heart could be satisfied was in the prayer room. In the morning between 9 and 10, before the program started, the prayer room was open. But how few people you found in the prayer room. Listen, mostly colored folks, despised colored people, but precious in the sight of the Lord. Oh, to get down among these colored folks and hear them pray with groanings that cannot be uttered, sounded like Azusa Street in Los Angeles. That first love was burning there. I said, "God, why is it not burning in the convention? People coming from the ends of the world to get acquainted with Pentecost go away disappointed instead of finding a candlestick burning instead of the presence of God manifested so greatly that men and women are slain under the power of God." All you find is big shots making big speeches.
Amen.
Eloquent speeches. God bless them. I respect them. I respect the labors of men. But, beloved, that is not what God has talked to me about. That is not what God is offering me.